This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Kshitij Anand and today I'll take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Monday, that is 2nd of December. Now, Indian market, sort of consolidated in a narrow range, but dips were mostly bought into as sentiments remain upbeat on a possible rate cut by the Reserve Bank of India. Now, the Monetary Policy Committee will cut interest rates for the 6th straight time on December 5th to support growth that has continued to slip to more than 6-year low. That's what most experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex rose 8 points to close at 40,802, while the Nifty 50 ended 7 points lower at 12,048 on Monday. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in telecom, energy and metals, while the profit booking was seen in sectors like auto, IT and healthcare stocks. Now, the broader market did underperform as mid-cap index fell 0.7%, while the small-cap index was down by 0.39%. Now, in terms of gainers, Grasim Industries, JSW Steel and Bharti Airtel were up 2-4% respectively. Well, in terms of Nifty losers, Bharti Infratel, Eicher Motors and Yes Bank were down 3-7% respectively. Now, in terms of specific stocks and sectors, sectorally, Telecom Index rose 2.6%, followed by Energy Index, which was up 1.2%, and the Metal Index rose 0.3%. While on the losing front, Auto Index fell 0.94%. followed by the IT index, which was down 0.85%, and the healthcare index was down by 0.62%. Now, volume spike of 100 to 400% was seen in stocks like Bajaj Finance, Eicher Motors, Sun TV, NIT Technologies, Idea Cellular, and Tech Mahindra. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Indiabulls Housing Finance, Idea Cellular, as well as RBL Bank, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Glenmark, Yes Bank, Torrent Pharma, as well as Sun TV. Now, we'll also highlighted some of the stocks which remained in news based on the news flow. The first stock that we have on the list is Yes Bank. Now, Yes Bank ended over 6% lower after the company decided to raise up to $2 billion through the preferential allotment of the company's share. Telecom stocks, in fact, remain in focus. Now, share price of the telecom stocks, including Bharti Airtel and Vodafone Idea, jumped 4-13% after the companies raised prices of their prepaid voice and data services. Jagran Prakashan was also one of the companies which was in focus. Now, the share price of the Jagran Prakashan surged over 7% on December 2nd after the company announced a buyback plan. And auto stocks actually faltered, and there were one sector which was in focus following November auto sales numbers. Nifty Auto Index shed close to 1%, led by, or you could say weighed down by, Eicher Motors, which was down 5%, Hero MotoCorp and Maruti Suzuki, which was down 1% each, followed by MRF, TVS Motor, Exide, Bosch, as well as Bajaj Auto. Now, let's look at how the index is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bearish candle on the daily charts for the second consecutive day in a row. In terms of chart patterns, the index is quite vulnerable at this point in time for a possible sell-off in the near term. Critical support for the index is placed on about 13 days exponential moving average, which is around about 12,006, and below that 11,800 will act as a support. Now, upside shall remain capped around about 12,160 unless Nifty manages a strong breakout above the said levels. Now, most technical experts suggest investors to remain neutral on the long side and look to short this market on a close below 12,000 levels. Now, three crucial levels to watch out for in Tuesday's trading session would be 12,006. That's your crucial support to watch out for. On the upside, 12,137, which is the intraday high seen in today's trading session, and 12,200 are your crucial resistance level to watch out for. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.